crime, punishment, judges, legal stuff.
Okay, the jury selection almost complete in the Trump trial with the non-disclosure agreement. Stormy Daniels, they said he's breaking a bunch of campaign finance laws in order to pay her off. Blah, blah, blah. You know the story. Alvin Bragg, the DA, his predecessor, didn't want anything to do with this. Neither did Merrick Garland and the Department of Justice. They decided to go on with it anyway, even though the statute of limitations has run out a long time ago. And there's just a few alternates needed in Trump's Stormy Daniels, quote, hush money trial.
Now, this judge is trying to be tough with Donald Trump. He's put a gag order on Donald Trump. So, how do you think Donald Trump responded to that? By speaking to the media in the hallway of the courtroom a little bit earlier today.
I'm supposed to be in Georgia. I'm supposed to be in North Carolina, South Carolina. I'm supposed to be in a lot of different places campaigning. But I've been here all day on a trial that really is a very unfair trial. And I'm sitting here for days now, from morning till night, in that freezing room, freezing. Everybody was freezing in there.
I like that's what he's getting. That's what he's complaining about. He's getting railroaded. It's freezing in the courtroom.
Too cold in the courtroom. Here's a little bit more of Donald Trump.
You got a DA that's out of control. You have a judge that's highly conflicted. The whole thing is a mess. And you have the leading candidate and leading crooked Joe Biden by line. He's the one that should be in trial. He's a crook. You got a crooked president. He should be in trial with all the stuff he's done and his family. He should be at trial, but he's the one in charge. His top people are here, working with the DA's office to make sure everything goes right. But it shouldn't go right because they have no case, and that's what this is all about. And it really is a shame. This country is devolving into a third world country between having no borders, having no justice, we have no justice, and having a press that doesn't want to cover the facts, so.
I mean, the judge in this trial donated to Joe Biden's campaign. He donated to an organization, a progressive organization that was called something along the lines of Stop Republicans. I mean, it's pretty transparent what's going on here. They are trying to stymie Trump's campaign, keep him off the trail. Meanwhile, polls are going up, especially in New York, where I think there's a part of this, to me anyway, where Donald Trump could take advantage of the fact that he is kind of stuck in New York. Goes down to that bodega that remember the guy that he killed his attacker, the owner of that bodega killed the attacker, and now fat Alvin Bragg put him in jail for 2 weeks.
Right.
Before he dropped the charges.
He's doing rallies in New York.
Yeah, I think he's got one in Jersey here coming up pretty soon.
That was unheard of, you know, before the 2020 race, or really the 16 race. I know he would stop and maybe make a speech from time to time, but full-on Trump-style rallies, now, whether it's true or not, I don't know. He feels like New York is in play for him in the presidency. But the other question I have, and this has nothing to do with his legal situation, are they not allowed to have boom microphones in New York? Because every time Donald Trump speaks, it's in a hallway. Nobody seems to have a microphone. It's this echoey sound, and it's like this for everybody. Can a brother get a boom mic? Is that asking too much?
I think it might be.
More legal stuff here. Anti-Israel protesters who blocked the Golden Gate Bridge for like 4 hours in San Francisco.
Anti-Israel's too nice. It's pro-Hamas. Pro-terrorist organization protesters.
26 of them blocking traffic for more than 4 hours. They were released without charges being filed.
You don't say. How can that happen?
The city's top prosecutor said they don't have enough evidence to charge them.
Can you please replace the word evidence with balls? That sounds a little more accurate because the city's top prosecutor doesn't have enough balls to charge them.
So let me ask you this. If 26 people that were all wearing red MAGA hats blocked the Golden Gate Bridge for 4 hours demanding election security, Do you think they all would have been released from jail?
I mean, like, any cause involving Donald Trump, protesting the sham trial that's about to take place with Donald Trump. No, they all would have been dragged by their necks off the bridge immediately. They'd still be in jail.
I mean, they'd open up Alcatraz again to put the red MAGA hat people in.
I mean, that's not funny, but it's true.
Right, right.
It's sick, and it's San Francisco. What do you expect?
More legal stuff. An Air Canada employee was one of six people arrested in connection with a gold heist that stole $22 million worth of gold from the Toronto Pearson Airport. Here's a police detective during a press conference talking about how the gold was used to purchase illegal firearms.
This isn't just about gold. This is about how gold becomes guns.
We believe that they've melted down the gold, and then the profits they got from the gold, they used to help finance the firearm, obviously purchasing the illegal firearms.
So this wasn't, you know, a case of like the guy that worked in the Biden administration, that bald, freaky trans dude that was stealing luggage out of airports. This was an organized operation stealing millions of dollars worth of gold bars, melting them down, and then purchasing illegal guns.
Wasn't this the plot of the third Austin Powers movie?
I love gold!
Gold member?
The taste of it, the smell of it, the texture of it.